Dave, and Darren.
Hello there!
It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things Podcast, a Nacho Radio podcast on the Nacho Radio Network, also available at daveanddarren.com. Of course, you know this. You're listening to it. Why am I acting like you've never heard of it before? Thanks for downloading and subscribing and liking and leaving comments. This is my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Welcome to December.
A long December, and there's reason to believe that maybe this year will be better than the last.
We truly are the Decemberists.
I like what you're doing there.
Are you down with the Decemberists?
The band?
Yes.
Sure, I like them just are fine. You? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't now, love they, them.
Is this like kind of a... They're influenced, like, by the Counting Crows.
Yeah, I get the December... Who do I get confused? The Decemberists and... There's another band that I get confused. Who's the band that every song they sing is about a woman? It's like, I'm Cleopatra, her name is... Like, every song is, Gloria! The Lumineers and the Decemberists, to me, are the same... They're the same band, and I don't know which is which.
Am I wrong in thinking that the Decemberists... If you have a band calling yourself the Decemberists...
Yeah.
It insists upon itself, doesn't it?
It's not my favorite name. Maybe that's what the problem is. They sounded off. I mean, they were first...
Everybody move.
They were first pitched to me as like,
we're the Decemberists.
If you like REM, you'll like the Decemberists. And that was how they were first pitched to me. And then I listened to them. I thought, yeah, okay, kind of like it. And then it was like...
If you like the last couple REM records.
Yeah,
last couple.
Yeah,
not the first couple.
Right?
You might like these guys. By the way, everyone get out of their way. It's their month. It's the Decemberists.
Big news from the alt-rock world of the 90s. Alanis Morissette announcing she's going on tour next year with Liz Phair and Garbage. Like the ladies of 90s alt-rock getting together and doing a jam. It's her celebration. Yeah. Liz Phair, Garbage, and then Alanis is your headliner there. And they'll be doing this to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Jagged Little Pill record.
Now, is Liz Phair doing like her own reworking of Dirty Work?
What?
By the Stones.
Why would she do that?
Wasn't that her whole thing?
Oh,
about
right. Exile in Guyville was kind of a track-for-track remake of Exile in Main Street.
Right.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to do Bigger Bang.
She's worked her way up to the Voodoo Lounge.
Yes.
I don't know about that. Yeah, Liz Phair is an interesting career because she was this indie darling that everyone went nuts for.
And then went away, like they all do.
No, she didn't go away. She decided, I'm going to be a pop star. And everyone said, well, we didn't sign up for this.
What was her big song? When she decided to become a pop star.
Oh, gosh, I used to play it.
I'm sure you did.
Why Can't I Breathe, I believe, was the one where we were like, what is this? There were a couple of records before where she was still kind of indie. But then she put out a straight-ahead pop. I mean, it was Kelly Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
And with one voice, we all said, no thanks. That's enough. We like the songs where you use dirty words. We don't care for all this.
Even Duncan Sheik was not on board.
Duncan Sheik, who is not, by the way, the place kicker for your Iowa Hawkeyes. I keep making that mistake.
I like the commercial where it's one of your Dr. Pepper commercials.
Yes, of course.
Where the kid is like, yeah, you know, listen, maybe our team isn't the best. Maybe our kicker hurt his foot. He stubbed his toe on the ball. And I'm pretty sure our mascot's got his costume on backwards.
That is pretty good stuff. Hasbro announcing they're releasing a new, longer version of Monopoly. Has anyone played Monopoly and thought, gosh, it's going by so quick? It's they're calling it Monopoly, the longest game ever. And this is something that's available on, I guess, Amazon.
See, I'm the sort of guy that turns around and pivots as soon as I hear...
Monopoly?
No, as soon as I hear Game Night.
See, I run towards Game Night. I love Game Night.
Board Game Night.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I wish every night was Game Night. You want nothing to do with this.
No.
I'm reading the description here. It says, think the original Monopoly game takes forever to play? It's got nothing over this edition. Even bankruptcy won't save you from the endless slog, as the game doesn't end until someone owns every single property, and in this version, there are three versions of every property. And it, well, the winner has to own all 16 streets, all four railroads, and two utilities.
And I'm guessing, like, appeals are allowed. There's an appellate court. And then there's, like, stays. You can actually put a stay on something.
The flip side is they're also...
I'll see you next Tuesday. This game's not over. Yeah,
there's a gag order on everybody. We don't talk about
and
Monopoly.
There's a gag order.
They also announced something called Hasbro Speed, which they say is the fastest game of Monopoly ever. In this version, a full game can be played in less than 10 minutes. Four rounds where players race a timer to buy, sell, and trade properties at record speeds. It says on the box, you'll actually finish in under 10 minutes.
And if that doesn't work, there's just there's stonewalling, ignoring subpoenas. What are you going to do? Throw me in jail?
This game is so lifelike. I mean, it really, really is just like being a tycoon. I get these letters from lawyers and I lose them. I ignore them. There's stays and appeals.
Then you're able to bring people in that are your muscle to intimidate people.
Yeah, I've got a fixer.
Everyone's got a fixer. I really don't see us getting this game done this year. No. I mean, I certainly wouldn't. I wouldn't start it now.
Is this a game to you?
Terrific.
No, not at all. You want to get into the top five things?
We can do that.
All right, let's hit the stinger and make it happen.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Factory of Fear. They're back. Factory of Fear presenting Frightmare Before Christmas. Two nights only, so don't miss it. Friday, December 13th and Saturday, December 14th from 7 till midnight. Tickets are just $20. Their VIP Fast Pass tickets are $25. Save $3 by bringing a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots. Tickets are limited if you're going to get those online, and you can do so at qcfactoryoffear.com. Frightmare Before Christmas is the Quad City's only Christmas-themed haunted attraction. They're located at 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Celebrate the holidays with the Factory of Fear's twisted characters, including, he's back, Twitch Claws!
Twitch!
Twitch Claws is back. Zombie Santa, the Grinch Man, and Krampus. This is not your shopping mall Santa. It's a horror-filled holiday event. Factory of Fear, the Quad City's longest-running and largest indoor haunted attraction, presents Frightmare Before Christmas. Again, only two nights only, December 13th and 14th. Factory of Fear, an Illinois top 10 haunt the last 4 years. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their grilled Italian. Like it hot, their flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone cheese, lettuce, and tomatoes, and fried onions. It's absolutely delicious. When you get one, make sure you turn it into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. If you are there just for lunch or dinner, do this, and it'll make us all very happy. Mention Nacho Radio, and you will get a medium sub, and you'll only have to pay for the price of a small one at Capriati's.
What's he drinking?
Champagne.
Champagne cocktail. Capriati's, extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Number one on our top five things.
Number one.
Number one.
I swear we've talked more about chicken sandwiches in 2019 than anything else. With the Popeye's chicken sandwich was causing riots and murders and all manner of bedlam. Now comes this news. McDonald's is testing their version of the Chick-fil-A sandwich. This is something that they're testing right now in Knoxville and Houston.
The McKnockoff.
Yeah, I guess that's what they're calling it. They're testing a crispy...
Because they've got several on their own.
A crispy chicken sandwich. But they're testing it in Houston and Knoxville, Tennessee. There is already a McChicken, right? How is a McChicken different from a Chick-fil-A?
Well, the McChicken, you're going to find that on their dollar menu.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got a couple different varieties of their chicken sandwich.
Oh, really?
Which are dressed up quite a little bit. I don't spend a lot of time with the McDonald's chicken sandwich.
But that's odd because you do enjoy chicken.
I do. But if I'm going to be at McDonald's, I'm probably having Big Mac attack.
Okay.
Or I might be there for the fries.
What do you think Review Bro is going to say about this? The sandwich features a fried chicken fillet served on a buttery potato roll topped with butter and pickles. A deluxe version comes with tomatoes, lettuce, and mayonnaise. The tease starts today and goes through January 26th. And the tweet here says, Houston, Knoxville, lunch tomorrow. And then it says, no beef. Which is kind of an absolute... Then there's an emoji of a chicken. That's kind of an absolute ripoff of the...
America's big hitter is in the chicken Chick-fil-A. Sandwich game.
This is what they're dealing with. The franchisees, when they have these meetings, right?
I tried one a couple minutes ago.
Thank you, review, bro. That's a great impression.
Perhaps 90 seconds.
That's fantastic. Wow, I can't even tell. Was that audio of him or was that you? They have these meetings and they get all the franchisees involved and they say, okay, everyone, we're having a great year. How's it going? And every time they have these meetings, these franchisees go, would you please just hurry up
sandwich?
And do a Chick-fil-A knockoff that we can put on?
Isn't it the case the franchisees have really been the ones who've come up with all the good ideas when it comes to McDonald's?
Yeah, well...
I mean, they're like the Big Mac, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Egg McMuffin, wasn't that a franchisee?
So, back in the day... We're not unplugged, are we?
Okay, no, I think we're still good.
Back in the day, the Filet-O-Fish... Ray Kroc wanted nothing to do with the Filet-O-Fish.
Gotcha.
His idea was, well, these Catholics aren't going to eat meat on Friday. We're going to give them what we call the Hula Burger. And yes. The Hula Burger was a hamburger, but you replaced...
You're going to try to fool the faithful by putting something that is round like a burger.
They replaced the hamburger patty with a grilled slice of pineapple. And they thought, the Catholics are going to line up for this.
Didn't do it.
And one of the franchisees said, you know what? I'm just going to do like a filet of fish.
I'm doing it on my own.
And Ray Kroc said, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And this franchisee said, well, why don't we just have a contest and we'll put them both on the menu and see what people want. And Kroc was pretty positive that he was going to win with his Hula Burger idea. Well, the Filet-O-Fish got out ordered like 10 to nothing or 10 to 1, whatever it was.
Well,
Kroc was smart enough.
It was a piece of fish as opposed
to... a grilled pineapple? Yeah. Pineapple.
Okay, this is fine. Where's the rest of it?
To his credit, though, Ray Kroc said, rather than forcing what he wanted, he goes, okay, well, that makes sense. The people have spoken. We're doing the Filet-O-Fish. And they've done okay as far as selling.
Well, I'm just saying that makes it difficult for management when you bring in the franchisees and they're the ones with the good ideas.
Well, that's true.
What are you guys doing?
What am I paying you eggheads for?
Right.
Yeah, so they've got the chicken nuggets and they've got the McChicken sandwich and they have the
chicken tenders.
Spicy barbecue chicken sandwich was a limited time offer that nobody wanted anything to do with. But they have not been testing anything similar to what Chick-fil-A does. They did a test
until now
in Washington State of something they called the Ultimate Chicken Sandwich. And they did that around Washington State and people kind of went, no thanks. Then earlier this year, Popeyes released their take on the chicken sandwich and that thing, caused national shortages. And there have been murders.
Literal
murders over this chicken sandwich. Exactly. And lawsuits and all of that. So, yeah, the franchisees are very interested in getting some sort of Chick-fil-A knockoff.
I see that the national championship blue ribbon and mug has a new home, which pleases me.
Wasn't even my idea.
Because it was...
It was on the mantle by the fireplace.
Yeah, that was just... That was asking for it. That,
in terms of...
How about a little more security?
Well, now it's in the...
to never be moved.
Yeah, it's in a display case here in the Capriati Studios.
Yeah.
Which most of the time doubles as the kitchen here at Stately Lavoro
Tell Manor. Me this, the next time you have some sort of a vinyl and vino, tell me that people are not going to see that a lot easier than up there on the mantle.
Yeah, you're probably
where
right.
No one gives a damn.
Well, I was happy when it was on the mantle.
I understand that.
Yeah. The thing about this national beer championship, and I should mention that I just ran into Darren. I was at your place of work this morning for the Battle of the Beards.
Which?
15 different police departments. They let the cops in November grow facial hair. Normally, departments don't let you have beards. Mm. And they all grow their facial hair out, and they raise money for the Children's Hospital in Iowa City. So it's a terrific cause.
Shave that beard, Matty Lee.
This, Mr. Burns, I don't know what you're talking about.
Shave those sideburns.
I will say this is my second year. This is the fourth year for Battle of the Beards. This is my second year as a judge. I went in with a new confidence this year.
Oh, I bet
like,
you did.
Who am I to judge your beard, officer? Oh, I don't know. 2019 national championship.
Why did you not have the ribbon on? It's the one. It's It's one of the rare opportunities where you can wear it and not look like an idiot.
Can I tell you this? A lot of them knew. A lot of them knew that I'd won the
championship. You're damn right they knew.
So that
was
nice.
You're damn right they knew.
It was nice. Like, I didn't have to really, I didn't have to go ahead and give my bona fides. They were like, so you won that national championship.
You're damn right I did.
Well, I try to be a little bit more humble about it.
Well, I'm not going to be.
Nor should you be. Nor
I'm not going to be. Now, having said that, it is quite possible that if I had walked into the Champions Club.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Yeah, where it was at Modern Woman Park there at the
Where they were awarding people.
Yeah, the policemen,
if,
yes.
If I had just accidentally walked in there to change a light bulb, what are my chances of winning?
Well, as a judge, it was me, Sharon Dereek, Denise Sinitka.
Oh, I've got those two in the bag.
And I struggle to remember the name of the anchor lady from Channel 4. She was lovely.
I'd have got their vote without having a beard at all.
You probably would have. But your beard looks like it's more than a month. No one's going to buy that you started that on November 1st. You see what
so
I'm
you're saying?
Saying
I'd won.
Look, you would have had my vote, but I would have had to recuse myself as your partner, probably.
You know, people don't do that anymore.
Well, or they do, and it's a whole kerfuffle.
Well, they don't. apparently, you don't have to do that anymore.
Well, I'm an honorable man.
So give me.
Would you have really wanted to win a trophy that says you're a policeman who has a good beard and given the children of the hospital no money? Would that please you really?
How would I have made money?
Well, they took donations for their beards.
Okay.
You had to pay money in order to grow a beard.
I can do that.
Two. They think they're so great? Why didn't I win? How come I didn't win the beard contest that was only for Quad City policemen?
All the cops that were coming in, they're like, I'm walking around and they're all looking at me like, who's this right here?
They thought you were a ringer.
Who's this ringer?
Deep undercover.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Serpico. Ever heard of it? Yeah. I'm still around.
Well, there were a couple where I thought, golly, that's an impressive beard for just a month. And there were one or two where I honestly would encourage them to give up police work and join the national circuit because they might have a chance.
Yeah, but not one of them could have touched you.
Well, you're kind to say that.
I'm absolutely, am I correct?
Listen, the important thing is you're right to recognize the fact that my wife made the decision to put the mug and the ribbon in a place of high honor in my house.
Yes.
I had nothing to do with it.
Yes.
I came down and it had been moved because some Christmas decorations were put up and things had to be moved around.
So, in my opinion, the fuzz couldn't touch your fuzz.
Very kind.
Not even the same ball game.
Michigan is now the latest state to allow for the recreational marijuana use. You can go to Michigan as of yesterday. It's legal, although this is a little strange. It's Michigan.
And only maybe parts of Michigan, like the thumb?
Yeah, the UP only. Yeah. Let's get high up at the UP, right? So this was approved by a ballot question in 2018. So as of yesterday now, if you're 21 and older, you can buy recreational marijuana in Michigan.
In Michigan, okay. Right.
So legal sales started yesterday.
Mm-hmm. How's that going?
Well, not a lot of communities are opting into the system. Like a lot of these towns in Michigan are like, yeah, no thanks. We don't want that here, which I don't quite get. Mm. There are 4 facilities for the entire state of Michigan, and 3 of them are in Ann Arbor. They're hoping to get one in Muskegon open later on today.
I'm guessing Flint took one on board.
Why wouldn't Flint?
No kidding.
Good God.
Let's get it.
Pass the duchy on the left-hand side, and I'll wash it down with some of this lead water that we're so fond of. How about East Lansing? You can't sell any marijuana in Michigan State? What, are they all a bunch of nerds?
Mm.
What is that? 3 out of the 4 places you can buy legal weed are in Ann Arbor.
Battle Creek? You'd think there'd be serial users of it.
That's great! Yeah, you can't tell me that Tony the Tiger doesn't taste the devil's lettuce from time to time.
Everything's great, according to him.
3 out of the 4 facilities are in Ann Arbor. Isn't that crazy? Mm. Why wouldn't you be in a hurry to... Are you afraid of money? What is it? What goes on in Michigan?
Well, I'll tell you what... doesn't go on.
Yeah.
Beating Ohio State.
How about that?
That doesn't happen.
Yeah, we'll take the edge off. Wouldn't it? Well, just throw them. You
take your mind off things other than Jim Harbaugh.
He's not good.
It's not the best.
No.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. Their new home is in the Village of East Davenport. They're on 12th Street, and they have some great savings going on right now through Christmas Eve at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. Their holiday sale is offering additional savings off their already low prices. Spend $100, and you're going to get an additional $20 off. $250, you get an additional $50 off. Spend $500, you're going to get an additional $100 off. And spend $1,000, and they're going to knock $200 off. Make the holidays sparkle without busting your budget. Spectacular Christmas savings going on now at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. Again, their new home on 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. Experience the wow factor and choose from their unique selection of fine and fashion jewelry now at spectacular savings. If you're looking for the perfect ring, a special gift, or a stocking stuffer, take advantage of the spectacular savings at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. Again, when you make a purchase, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. And with that purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. If you're there for lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. Again, Capriati Sandwich Shop. From what I understand, no coach in that rivalry between Ohio State and Michigan had ever lost their first five games against the other team.
Really?
And that is something that happened.
That makes
0-5.
That makes me very happy.
And you wanted him to be your Bears quarterback.
Yeah, I did. I still think that would have been a better call. Yes.
Than Mike Tomsack?
Yes.
A Buckeye?
Number three.
Three.
You know, I used to go
You'd
to,
rather have him than Craig Krenzel?
I grew
Stop
up,
yourself.
I grew up going to Mike Tomczak's teen club, you know.
He had a teen club.
Yes, he and
Is
Tom Thayer.
Is that the best investment that you make?
He and Tom Thayer owned a teen club in my neighborhood where we would go and you could drink juice and dance. It was called TNTs.
You can dance if you want to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We would pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the
Are
volume,
there any
dance,
teen
dance.
Teen clubs in the Quad Cities anymore?
No,
they
not that I'm aware of.
They used to have a few that were always kind of a bit of a problem.
Well, I think the bit of a problem was the guy that they had running the place.
Well, that could very well be. I mean,
that's what the problem was.
Yeah, that could be.
I think the problem was that they had somebody who was helping themselves to the merchandise.
Same thing. It just seems like an odd thing to invest in.
A teen club?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like, you know what? I'm gonna make a hard pass on that.
All right. So back in my hometown, there was the next suburb over was Orland Park. Orland Park had a big mall. It's still there, the Orland Square Mall, massive mall, one of the bigger malls in the country, really, at the time. And they had a great idea in the mid '80s to build an even bigger mall and directly across the street from that mall.
Uh-huh.
And the problem was they built it, and it was gorgeous, and every mall store was in the mall. There was nobody was going to this new mall. So they had built this massive mall. Nobody was going over there.
Did they have rival teen clubs? Like one mall had Mike Tomczak and the other one had Tom Thayer?
What I'm telling you is the one mall had Montgomery Ward as their anchor store. That's how sad the other mall was. And then they had this giant space, so they thought, well, we could do something with this space, and they made it a teen club.
And you went to this place.
You're damn right I did.
But why? Those places make you uncomfortable.
Well, I was a teenager at the time, and
It's Friday night. I can sit here and drink my juice just as uncomfortably as I can at home.
Just because I was terrified of teenage girls as a teenage boy doesn't mean I didn't enjoy being in a room with them. Mm. I mean, I wouldn't talk to them, but I would go to the dance club, and you know, Salt and Pepper would be playing, and we'd all be having a good old time. Mm-hmm. But you have to understand too, I didn't have a lot of opportunities to hang out with teenage girls back then because I went to an all boys high school.
Uh-huh.
So somehow I got talked into it, and we went in the back of a bunch of us climbed into a station wagon, and we went and we danced. Enjoy, like a wave on the ocean, we danced. We were liars in love.
Enjoy a Go-Gurt and some Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, well, this is before the Go-Gurt thing happened, but yeah, more or less. It was, I want to make sure I wish
we had Go-Gurts. I would have had something to talk about.
Go-Gurt wasn't a thing when I was a kid.
That would have been a nice icebreaker with some of these girls. So, you guys like Go-Gurt?
Do you guys enjoy Go-Gurt?
It's kind of like a walking taco. But without the taco.
We still to this day bust balls of this one buddy of mine in college whenever we would be out. And he would walk up to... He was a daredevil. He would walk up to girls.
Rejection?
No. He thought he had the greatest line ever. And we still to this day bust balls all day long.
He'd walk up.
Like, let's say we were out of town. We're up into Cedar Falls or we're in Ames or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we're at a bar or whatever. And there's a bunch of chicks. He would walk up, and as earnestly as possible, he'd walk up to a young lady and go, "So what are you studying?" "So what are you studying?"
You mean like right now?
Yeah. "So what are you studying?" Like, yeah, like what's your major, I guess, is how he would, you know. Oh, God. Well, and he was so convinced that one day it was going to work for him, and it never did. Mm. So now, yeah. "Oh, what are you studying? How are your studies going?" That's interesting. I'm going to school for accounting. Oh, tell me more.
You can count on it.
It was Alexandria Iacomoni from Channel 4. I hope I'm saying that right. They raised more than $12,000 for the University of Iowa Stead Family Children's Hospital at this battle.
That's marvelous.
Yeah, yeah. So,
what was your cut of that?
Well, my cut was I offered my services as a judge. Having just won a national title.
Last year.
Last month!
Three.
It's only been a month.
What do you mean?
Not quite. I'm 2019 champ. We still got a...
No, I know you are.
Are you diminishing the title now?
I'm not diminishing.
You were so proud earlier in the show. Now you're taking shots.
Not diminishing the title.
What are you diminishing my contribution?
It is getting to be a long time ago, though, isn't it?
No. Let me live in this moment just a while longer.
It was a while ago.
Not even a month.
It's getting to be a long time.
Philippines, some eighth graders are cleaning up the streets, and here's the idea. Eighth grade Filipinos.
Great.
They're going all around Manila and collecting dog crap, and they're turning the dog crap into a mixture for bricks. You put the dog crap with an equal amount of cement powder. The kids say that they call it bio bricks. And these dog crap bricks, they say, are ideal for sidewalk pavement or small structures like a back wall, like a retaining wall in your backyard.
It makes a better brick or it's just cheaper? Well, or it's just filler?
As far as the quality of the brick?
Yeah.
Is it
making a better brick?
I guess. Now, they do warn that the bricks have a faint odor on account of how, you know, they're made out of dog crap. But they say over time,
yes, it'll fade.
The smell will fade.
Yeah, dissipate.
Would you want to live in a house made out of dog crap bricks?
Well,
if it was a substantial savings.
Well, if you want to write up an offer.
Here's spec sheet number one. Spec sheet number two. Now, number two is with the dog crap bricks.
And how long do I not have to live in that house?
Well, I mean, it takes a while. It fades over time.
Although, I don't know. It might not affect me.
Yeah, you don't think you'd smell it even?
I might not even smell it.
Well, then there you go. It's probably weird if you're a dog, though, and you're walking up to a sidewalk and you smell dog crap in the sidewalk. That's got to mess with your little doggy mind.
Have I been here before?
Wait a minute. Is this Ralph? Ralph, are you in the street? What the hell? What?
Number four.
I don't know if you've heard of this. It's the latest craze in Hollywood. They're all going nuts for this. The perineum bathing.
The taint.
So this is what they're doing. They say if you go outside and you expose your butthole to sunlight, it has health benefits. Perineum bathing, they call it. You take you go on the in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
You lay on your back. You spread eagle and you show your butthole to the sun, and you get some sun on it. And they say that this promotes better
Although
sleep.
That seems like exactly the sort of thing if you were at some sort of Hollywood star's home, and it's like, where's so-and-so at? Well, he's out back going...
Perineum sunning.
He's expecting you. Mm-hmm. It's the sort of thing you'd expect, isn't it? That you walk back there and that's exactly what they're doing?
You expose your anus and genitals to the sun, and they say there are a bunch of health benefits. This has been made famous by a self-proclaimed healer and Ascension Way shower, Metaphysical Megan, she calls herself. Mm-hmm.
You can give up milk.
They say that that you do this if you take your junk out and put it in the sun. Mm-hmm. It promotes better sleep, it regulates the circadian rhythm, and it increases energy. I'll tell you who's not a fan of this: movie star Josh Brolin, who had this to say over the weekend.
He was willing to speak out, huh?
Quote, "Tried this perineum sunning that I've been hearing about, and my suggestion is do not do it. Not as long as I
did. That's how I lost Diane Lane."
He says, "My pucker hole is crazy burnt, and I was going to spend the day shopping with my family. Instead, I'm icing and using aloe and burn creams."
No, that can't be true. That can't be true. It didn't happen.
You don't think so?
No, it didn't happen.
He says, "I'm using aloe and burn creams because of the severity of the pain."
No, that's not true.
You think Judge Brolin's having a little fun with us?
I think
he's... I think that's great if he is.
I think he's having fun. I don't think this that didn't really happen.
This thing went viral.
Because if that really happened, you wouldn't tell people.
Mm-hmm.
You would only tell people if it hadn't happened.
Metaphysical Megan, there's a picture of her where she's on her back and she's,
She's got a surprised look on her face.
I mean, these are parts...
Oh, wait a minute, that's not her face.
These are parts of the body that our grandparents would euphemistically refer to as where the sun don't shine.
Well, that was, yeah, but what was their life expectancy?
Maybe there's something to this. This was something she shared on October 22nd. Picture of her showing her where the sun don't shine to the sun. She says, "For the past few weeks, I've included sunning my bum and yoni into the daily rising."
And yoni?
Yoni is what she calls her vagina.
Oh, apparently. Okay. So it's not yoni.
She says, "30 seconds of sunlight on your butthole is the equivalent of a full day of sunlight with your clothes on. The intention is not to tan
your butthole." How long was Josh Brolin out
there?
Well,
way too long. If you're getting a
30 seconds?
If you're getting a burn on it, then you're out there way too long. Doctors say...
I think he's teasing us.
Doctors say that there's zero evidence that sunning your butthole has any health benefits. And they say it's not worth increasing the risk of skin cancer. So you think Josh Brolin's just having a little fun? Mm. Either way, it's a delightful story.
Five.
Before we get to five.
Yes.
Should I mention? I will mention.
I wish you would.
I am going to mention, whether I should or not, that the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Now that the holidays are here and holiday shopping is happening, why don't you stop by for an eggnog latte during your holiday shopping? And don't forget, for the coffee lover in your family, your friends, make sure you pick up some whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea or gift cards from the East Moline Coffee Company. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean.
Love it. And if you want to send us a text, the number is 470-23-NACHO. I think you guys are going to like this next one because you've commented a lot on...
Number five.
Remember the story? It was... I want to say this is your favorite story of 2019. And if there's another story that you enjoy better, please let us know about it on the text line. One of the stories that you guys really seemed to like was
so this
the
is
guy.
What they like, not me.
No, not you. Although I think you enjoyed it as well. Do you remember the guy who was trying to feed the squirrels and he shot himself with the booby trap that he'd set for himself?
Yes, and then let everybody know that he wasn't going to make it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, is he back?
Well,
because he survived, right?
I think he did. Did he or didn't he not? I remember he was bleeding out on the driveway.
No, I think he made
it. He was making it sound like he was saying his last words.
Yeah, he gave up.
Yeah.
He didn't expect to survive.
He was probably disappointed when he woke up in the hospital. Well, now there's this story from Van Buren, Maine. 65-year-old man who rigged his home with a booby trap to keep out intruders is now dead, killed by the device.
Now, I wonder if it's a situation where it could be a couple of different things.
Yeah.
One, you forget that you've done it.
Mm-hmm.
Or two, once you've created it, you just can't leave. You can't leave it alone, right? It's like, does it really work,
though? Ronald Sire called the cops there in Van Buren to say he'd been shot. Police found a door had been designed to fire a handgun should anyone attempt to enter. Taken to the hospital, but this one died as a result of his injuries.
Or it's a situation where you do kind of forget about it, and as soon as you open that door, you're like,
God damn it.
There's a little bit of pride there. Though. It worked!
Now, to be clear here, it is illegal to install
a booby
trap in your home. Yes. Cops say they responded to the 911 call on Thanksgiving night for a man who said he'd been shot.
I wonder if that's true, though.
What?
That you can't set a booby trap in your home. Or if they have like certain levels or certain grades of booby traps that some are allowed.
Well, you should be able to home alone your home,
but not with
a weapon.
Well, yeah, a weapon would be over the line.
Right.
That would be like, a level 5, you know, you're using a deadly weapon. But if you're just going to have, a booby trap that, like a net falls on you. You know,
that's okay.
That's a level 1
booby
trap that is certainly allowed,
right?
Or it's not even a net. It's just like a bed sheet falls on you.
Police say following an extensive investigation that lasted into the early morning, it was determined that he had shot himself as a result of an unintentional discharge of one of his homemade devices. He succumbed to the injuries he sustained from the gunshot.
Like level 2, you get slimed.
There you go.
You know, there's like slime or honey involved, and maybe feathers.
Okay, here's the legal definition. The definition legally of a booby trap is a concealed or camouflaged device that can cause bodily injury when triggered.
So you can have booby traps.
It is illegal to set up devices in your home to protect it from intruders if those devices will cause harm.
Okay.
So a net, you're fine.
Yes, you can.
An axe that swings.
Right, not so much.
Not so much. The legal argument is that life is more valued than property and that the devices have no means of preventing accidental harm or distinguishing between targets. A booby trap doesn't distinguish between targets.
Well, it shouldn't if it's a good booby trap.
Even if the trap targets a criminal, the trap setter, though having the right to protect their home, has no right to determine the punishment.
My booby trap has no conscience.
There is a landmark case in Iowa. Catco versus Briney. Two homeowners were held liable for injuries caused by their spring-loaded shotgun to a trespasser who was intent on stealing from a vacant property. The court ruled that deadly force was not reasonable, and they had to pay $30,000 in damages. This is back in 1971. $30,000 is a lot of money now. Imagine how much
listen,
it was then.
Sometimes people won't leave your mailbox alone, and you got to fill it with cement.
That's a different... I love that story. But that's one for a different time. That's all the time we have right now for the top 5 things.
There was just glass.
Dick, damn glass and blood damn everywhere.
No, I bet. You know what? When you're traveling in a car, you know, 30 miles an hour doesn't sound that fast.
Sure is.
But when that mailbox is nothing but cement, the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast has originated from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Remember, anytime's a good time to get Capriotti's gift cards, and they're perfect for the holidays because everybody loves Capriotti's. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. Taste the Capriotti's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriotti slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. You're going to love their fresh cut deli meats and cheeses. If you're there for lunch or dinner, please do this. Mention Nacho Radio and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
We're going to do at least 2 more this week. So thanks for listening to this one.
And, we will be back.
Until then, hang loose, kooks.
And we're back. And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keepin' it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keepin' it hot.
Is this feeling